Hello and welcome to episode 83 of the Lieberland Show. I'm your host, Adam J. Carswell, and today we've got a solo cast edition of the show. It's just me, hanging out here with you guys, and we want to really make the focus of today's episode on our upcoming festival, Floating Man, the fourth annual Lieberland Summer Festival. We call it a summer music festival, if you want, Festival of the Arts. Really looking forward to this one for multiple reasons. One, I think we can all agree that since the interesting times that our world has gone through the past 2 to 3 years, this is the first really major Lieberland get-together that we've had in person, open to the public. And so we want to go ahead and kick things off here on today's episode, actually, with a trailer for Floating Man. For those of you who are avid listeners of the show and plugged into the Lieberland YouTube page, you've probably seen this before. But we are going to play it again and continue building up this hype. So buckle up as I prepare the video. Boom, there we go. Floating Man, this is what we're getting into, folks. Get ready.
Greetings, fellow Lieberlanders. You haven't been to Lieberland yet? The Floating Man Festival is the best time to visit. Come and join us for a great party on the beaches of Lieberland.
There we go. Make sure you get ready to visit Lieberland, and you can do that by going to floatingman.ll.land. That's floatingman.ll.land to get more information on the festival, purchase your tickets, and it's all laid out right there for you. And the functionality of the website is very nice, very, very modern, futuristic vibe to it. I was just scrolling through it before we went live here today. And I'm like, man, I really like this year's website compared to, you know, where we first started to where we're at now. So again, floatingman.ll.land to get your tickets. You can see there it was August 11th through the 15th. The festivities will be taking place. The agenda is all there on the website as well if you need information or details. I know I will be flying in from Canada to Serbia, and just, I think probably the number one recommended way for anyone who's coming from an international perspective is to come into the Belgrade airport and then find your way up to Apatin or Sombor. But Apatin, Serbia, is kind of the hub for the event, in case you're wondering. So there you go. Again, more information at floatingman.ll.land. And if you would like to connect directly with someone from Lieberland, maybe you're someone who's a performer or looking to get involved, volunteer work, whatever it may be, you can send an email to info@lieberland.org. Just go ahead and put in the subject line, you know, listen to the Lieberland show, want to volunteer, something like that. I'm sure, you know, I guess I got to double check with our president, Mr. Jedlička, but I'm pretty confident that we're always open to taking on volunteers when we can. And I'm sure we're going to need the firepower. So again, you can send an email to info@lieberland.org if you want to get involved. And, you know, the beauty of this festival is it brings everyone together in the Lieberland sphere face-to-face, and also kind of an environment where you really get to be more personal, get to know each other. It doesn't have to be buttoned up. You know, the Lieberland anniversaries, we've had 7 of them now. Those are always a lot of fun, great for networking, getting to know other Lieberlandians. But this is kind of, you know, with the professional mask kind of taken off a little bit, right? We get to really get to connect and know each other. And for me, this will be my first ever Floating Man. So really looking forward to it. My good friend, Cameron Ivancy, who has done a lot of work with Lieberland, I know he first got connected with the country through attending this festival. So if you have any liberty-minded, freedom-focused friends, family that you think would also be intrigued by what we've got going on here within the country of Lieberland, definitely bring them to this event. That'll kind of help open their eyes, open their mind, give them more perspective. And I was talking to, again, my good friend, Joey Langenbrunner, who's very involved with all things Lieberland, if you don't know Joey, just go ahead and I know his last name's a little long there, but Joey Langenbrunner, he's been on the show recently and many times before. He was like, Adam, once you get there, it's going to change your whole perspective and shift your mindset on Lieberland. Like what you think now of Lieberland is going to change even more once you're there. And I couldn't agree with him more, especially since this past about year and a half, I've been able to get back out into the world and travel and visit different parts of the globe. And being able to connect with people face to face, I think has become even more significant now than maybe it ever was before. Cause we're all on these screens, we're on the computer, we're meeting in metaverses, whatever. That's cool. Zoom is cool. I think that a lot can be accomplished now virtually for sure, but nothing moves the needle forward like meeting someone face to face. And so I look forward to meeting you face to face at Floating Man. And again, just let the world know that you're going. Spread the message of Lieberland. Let people know that there is, in a time when the world needs it most, a place that people are coming together and spreading the spirit and the message and the energy of freedom. One thing that I'll continue to harp on is, you know, you look at countries like the US, which in many regards, I would consider to be one of the most free countries in the world. Obviously, there's rules and things that maybe I don't fully agree with, but in general, the US is probably the most free capitalist societies in the whole world, which you kind of need a capitalist society in order for all people to flourish. So you look at, call it the founding fathers of the US and them making their way across the Atlantic hundreds of years ago. What was the main reason that they were leaving and coming to the US? I'm sure there's all different kinds of stories that you could pull up, but in general, it was the general essence and desire to pursue a life of freedom, a life where you don't have a king or a queen or a governor or whatever it is telling you what to do. You're taking individual responsibility. And obviously time has gone by, and to our knowledge, we've populated most corners of the earth, and that, you know, that overruling government authority and mindset has kind of leaked its way in all corners of the earth, but not everywhere. Right. And I think the beauty of Lieberland is we kind of are playing by the rules to establish and create and build this country. But at the core of what we've got here is that same spirit of freedom that once made its way across the Atlantic is now in the Balkans, coming to you live August 11th through the 15th. So if you resonate with that, if you resonate with this message, if you are someone who is like, hey, you know what the future looks like for me, my family, my circle, the people I care about, if you care about the future and you want to take that control into your own hands instead of depending on someone else to determine how your life plays out, then Lieberland is the answer for you. So I guess this kind of turned into a little bit of a commercial for Lieberland, but hey, we can't help it. This is the Lieberland show. So again, thank you for tuning in. If you haven't already, smash that like button, smash that subscribe button. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever it may be, make sure you subscribe to the show there. And again, this has been episode 83 of the Lieberland show. And we look forward to seeing you live in Serbia at Floating Man Festival. You can go to floatingman.ll.land. That's floatingman.ll.land for more information. And let me go ahead and put this message out there as well. It's always good to recycle this one. Every Tuesday, we do have an international call for leaders within the country. So if you are someone who's kind of been sitting on the fence, wanting to get involved with Lieberland to serve your country, the reason why I say serve your country is because you can also reach out to, hold on, let's keep this thing focused for a moment. If you're looking to serve your country, if you're looking to get more involved with Lieberland, again, reach out to info@lieberland.org. We'd be happy to get you through the onboarding process, get you into the Lieberland circle, and then potentially bring you onto these calls. We're always looking for people who are eager and ready to serve. And so where I was going with that is you can, on that same email thread, inquire about Lieberland e-residency, which ultimately leads to citizenship. There's a whole process you got to go through, but it's just good to remember that opportunity is there. And especially if you're willing to come in and serve, I'm telling you right now, that's the fastest way to get any credibility within Lieberland. Use my life as an example here, trace it back. I think I started doing the podcast 3 or 4 years ago. And now, you know, we are here at a pretty cool place in our journey with Lieberland, just from being able to invest time and energy into serving this country, right? So I encourage you and empower you to go and pursue the same thing with whatever your strength or your skill set is, whatever it is that you think you bring to the table, even if you think it's little, bring it. And again, send an email to info@lieberland.org and hope to see you on the international calls that we do every week. So that was the side commercial to the main commercial. Back to the main commercial, floatingman.ll.land. Guys, we look forward to seeing you there live in Serbia, in Apatin, in Liberland, this August the 15th, 11th through the 15th of 2022. Got it? Good. All right. Well, again, thank you for tuning in to the Liberland Show. I'm Adam J. Carswell. This has been episode 83, and we will catch you in the next episode.